Okay, so we're on Daf Yud Aleph tonight. So, so I'm going to begin on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph 11a line 3. Okay, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph 11a line 3. Okay, and the Gemara is talking about different petichtas, which is like a shtickle Torah they would speak about before they would get into the Megillah. So, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa petachla petichla ha-parshta mihacha. Chanina Bar Papa, his petichta would be from here. Here, Kafta and Osh the Roshenu, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, you place the man above us, Banu Ba'esh V'mayim, we've come into fire and water. So the Gemara explains, Ba'esh B'mei Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. In fire, Tam Nebuchadnezzar, and there's an incident in Sefer Daniel where you know, Hanani Mishab Azar, you're thrown into the Kibshan Ha'esh. So that's the Ba'esh. Some want to say a different shot is, Nebuchadnezzar Rasha burnt down the first base of Mikdash. So Aish is either referring to the fact that he threw Hanani Mishab Azari into the Kibshan Aish, or also the base of Mikdash. Uvamayim bimei paro. Vamayim is in this week's Parashat Shavua. It says, Kol abeni loda yor atash lichu, that any son that's born, you throw him into the yor. But Totsienu l'rabaya, and the pasuk continues, you took us out, l'rabaya, to like a comfortable place, bimei haman. So that's the way he would link into the Megillas Esther. Okay, so we're two lines above where it gets wide on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. I think Malka just joined. Okay, so the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Patachlo Pitchlo Parshta Mehacha. Rabbi Yochanan, his petichta would be from here. He says Zachar Chastov Emunato Levet Yisrael, that he remembered his kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. And again, there's another pasuk in Tehillim. That all the ends of the earth ate Yeshua Elokeinu, the salvation of our God. So, Eimatai Ra'u Kalaf Se'aretz, when did everybody at all ends of the earth see our Yeshua? Eimatai Ra'u Kalaf Se'aretz, ate Yeshua Elokeinu, Yimei Mordechai Ve'Esther. In time Mordechai Ve'Esther, so Rashi says on the fourth wide line in Rashi in the top right hand column, Shadwar Niglal Cholumo Shalku Igro Pekololam, that like messages went out to the whole world, or the other pshat you could say is that Achashverosh was a king over Me'avi, a stream of Sheva Medina, so it was like the whole world, so everybody knew about our Yeshua. Rish Lakish patakla pitfala parshta mihacha. Rish Lakish, he opened up like the topic again, each one's p'tichta from here. Arin, the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Arin Ohem, the lion roars, the dove shokek, a bear growls. Oh, I'm sorry, Mishlei, forgive me, Mishlei. He says, Moshel Rasha al Am Dal. And the same fashion is like an evil ruler is placed over a poor nation. So, Arinohem, Zenebuchadnezzar Rasha. So he says, when Arinohem, the lion roars, it's a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, the Chibe, Allah Aryeim Yisubacho, that the lion has come from his thicket. So that's a reference to. And that's from Yirmiyah. That's a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. Dov shokek, the bear growls, the Achashverosh. That's a reference to Achashverosh. Dichtibe baru cheva ochari tinyana dami ledov. That this is in Sefer Daniel when the Nebuchadnezzar has dreams. So in his dream, he sees different creatures coming from the sea. So he says, afterwards, another creature that was similar to a bear. Betani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef taught in Ebraisa. Elu Parsiim, when the bear, he's explaining who the bear is, those are the Persians, and that's what we're talking about, Parasim Adai with Achashverosh. She'ochlim mishotim kidov, that they eat and they drink like a bear. I guess they eat a lot. U'mishur balim b'asar kidov, and then they're surrounded by a lot of flesh like a bear. I guess it means that they're very heavy. He says, u'mugalim se'ar kidov, and they grow their hair long like the bear. But and they don't rest like the dove. I know the bear hibernates in the winter, but I guess otherwise it's always on the move. So he says, and then Moshel Rasha, an evil ruler, Zehaman, that refers to Haman, Al Amdal, on a poor nation, Elu Yisrael Shem Dal in Mitzvot. It refers to the Jewish people who were impoverished from Mitzvot. That was because they weren't doing Mitzvot. That's why they were vulnerable to the situation. Let me just do a few more lines and then I will pause, okay, and take some questions, all right? Reblazar patachla pitkala parshta mihacha. Reblazar his Petechta would be from here. So this is Pasuk in Kohelet. Like through laziness.
Like can you please let Malka in?
Sure. I thought I'd let her in before. I clicked on it. Okay. 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 All right. All right. All right, Malka, welcome. You should be here. Okay, Malka. Okay, so we're on. I thought I'd let you in before, Malka. We're on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, around 15 lines down in the wide lines. Okay, let's go further. So he says, make it around the sixth very wide line. Okay, so again, like through laziness, the ceiling collapses. And then again, sort of like a laziness, the house leaks. Because laziness the Jews had, they didn't toil in Torah. So it means, Sonosh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu means the enemy of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It really means that Kadosh Baruch Hu Kibyakol became Mach, is like poor. He says, Ve'ein Mach Ela'ani. So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that because the Jews weren't toiling in Torah, Hashem Kibyakol like became like weak. Not that he is weak, but it means like, you know, it's reciprocal. In other words, you're not studying Torah, so now Hashem is not intervening on your behalf. He says, Shenemar v'imachu me'er kefa, if the person is too poor to pay the erechin. The ein mekare, and the roof refers to Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar ha-mekare b'mayim al yotav. He roofs himself with water above, and it's one of the piyutim we Ashkenazim recite on Yom Kippur based on that. Okay, now let me just see. All right, let me pause for a second because I know we did number one. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Wait, so which one? The first one was the on line three? No. Which pasuk? We started here, Kafta and Osh L'Roshenu. Which pasuk? Here, Kafta and Osh L'Roshenu, Ba'anu Beish B'mayim? Right. I mean, why does he mention Eish before water? Well, first of all, this is the drash on the pasuk. I don't know if it's like Shuto Shamikra, but but he's saying, why would the Tehillim, why does the pasuk mention Eish before water? If Eish is the Nebuchadnezzar, you could say that the Eish was the more grievous calamity. If Eish is referring to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so we've been through fire and water, that's worse that way. You could say that maybe the miracle with Hanani, Mishael, Azariah was more, you know, miraculous because they received from the fire, but I'm not sure. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Did you hear that? So Rafi was asking why it mentions fire before water. Okay, welcome, Shaya. Okay, so we're on Yud Aleph, 11th, very wide. Okay. All right, let's take a look. And these are petitas. So petita would be like if somebody was giving a drasha before the Megillah. This is the way. So he says here, Shir Hamalod, Le Hashem Shayalanu Yomar in Yisrael. Shir Hamalod is like a song of ascent, they say. But remember, the Levim would sing this on the steps. And there were 15 steps in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's 15 Shir Hamalod. He says, Le Hashem Shayalanu, if Hashem was not with us, Yomar in Yisrael. Israel, Adam. In other words, what would we have done if Hashem wasn't with us when somebody rose against us? Adam, v'lo melech. So usually the people who are attacking the Jewish people are different kings. But here's a man who's attacking them. That means Haman. So that's a reference to it. Adam v'lo melech, Zahaman. Rava, p'tachla 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 p'tachla. Rava, his p'tachla was from here. Birvot tzadikim yismacham. It says, when the tzaddikim increased, so everybody's happy. And when the evil one rules over the people, groan. Your vote tzaddikim yismach ha'am is the Mordechai the Esther. In other words, let me see, how does he translate your vote? One second. Exalted, is that what he says? Okay, let me just take a look. Heading there. Or almost there. Yeah, when the righteous are exalted. Okay, so the article translates when the righteous are exalted. And that's with an assist from Yosef. So he says, Revot Sadiqim Yismacha Am. When the Sadiqim are exalted, the people are happy. And when the Rasha rules, they groan. Revot Sadiqim Yismacha Am is the Mordechai to Esther. In other words, that's Mordechai and Esther. They rose up. That after Haman and his cohort were all defeated, so the city of Shushan was joyous and happy. When the Rasha rules, the people groan. Haman, that's referenced to Haman, the Fiba Yir Shushan Abocha. The city of Shushan was confounded. That's after he, earlier in the Megillah, when he makes his Zerot. Ramatna Amar Mehacha. Ramatna says from here, this is his Ketha. Who is the great nation that Hashem is so close to? And it means that that would refer to the time it was Mordechai the Esther that Hashem came to save us. Ravashi Amar Mehacha. Ohani Salukim Begomer. He says, like Hashem does miracles for you. So it means that in time of Mordechai the Esther, there were miracles, but they were Benistar. Okay, now here we have the line by Yibim Achashverosh. According to the Gra, those words don't belong here. They belong lower, and we'll see where it belongs. But I'll read it the way it is here in the Gemara, and you'll see the way the Gra understands it. So by Yibim Achashverosh, Amar Rav, Vai Vahi means like woe and mourning. Vai is like woe and he mourning. Hadad Dechtiv, Bitmakartem Sham Loivecha, Labadim Lishachot Vigomer. Pasuk says you'll be sold to your enemies as servants and slaves. So the way the Gra understands it, if you look at the Gra, the way that the Gra has it, Rav Amar Mehacha. In other words, the Gra has it, this is another Pichta. And leave out the words Vayibayim Me'ach HaShveirosh. So Rav says the Petichta is Bimachartem Sham Loivecha. And if you look in the Haggadah Bach, he says, so the way the Bach understands it, Nitkayem Mashdub Torah. He connects it that it was fulfilled what the Torah says, that you'll be sold as like slaves and Shvachot. It means that Esther says to Haman, V'ilu Lavadim L'Shvachot Nincarnu HaKharashti. If we were only sold the slaves, I would be quiet. So the point is that, so the Torah says you'll be sold the slaves, but nobody wants you. And so, therefore, they're going to execute you. In other words, that's the way it worked out in time of Haman. So it's like, vai vahi, and I think they quoted the Marsha on this, and it was like woe and mourning. Woe, that, you know, they want to sell us as slaves, and mourning, then nobody wants to buy us as slaves, and they want to kill us. That's vai vahi. So that's the way with the Bach and with the Bar Shah. With Shmuel Amar, again, this is a particular that Shmuel has. With Shmuel Amar, lo ma'asim v'lo ga'altim, I haven't despised them, meaning the Jewish people. V'lo ga'altim, I haven't, what is it, distanced them? What does he say here? Rejected
L'chalotam.
Them. L'chalotam, I got it. Lo ma'asim v'me Yibanim, I haven't despised them in the time of the Yibanim, the Hellenists. Tim, I've rejected them. That's continuation of the pasuk. Bimei parsi in the time of the Persians. I'm still their God. I'm them go gumagog, and then I'm going to protect them, and then they'll have Yeshua. But nitatana, the Bryce we learn loma astim bimei kastim. Is in time of the Kastim, it means in the Babylonians. So even though things are going bad, but I haven't despised them. Because even in those dark days, I gave them Daniel and Hanani Mishael Azariah, the VM who, you know, were there to help and give the chazak to Jewish people. V'lo ga'altim, I haven't, what is ga'altim? What is it? Not distance. I haven't rejected them. In time of Hellenist, Shemarati Lahem Shimon Atzadeh. I established him, Shimon HaTzadik, we know, was the Kohen Gadol in the time of Alexander the Great. He says, V'chashmona Yibanav, and then V'chashmona Im, U'matyahu Kohen Gadol. L'chalotam, V'mei Haman, Shimon HaTzadik, Mordechai V'Esther, to Chalotam, to exterminate them. V'mei Haman, I give them Mordechai V'Esther. V'afair B'ritim, V'mei Parsi, V'shimon HaTzadik, Mishal Beit Revi, V'chashmona Yadoro. So here, when it says, V'mei Parsi, So in the article they quoted, there's another Gersa here, which seems like it may, would fit in, that the quotes here from the Kupi Sofrim and Ein Yaakov have been named Romeyim. Because he says that I gave them Beit Rebbe, the household of Rebbe. Rebbe is like in the beginning of the 3rd century under the Romans, but Chachmei Dorot. When it was the future, no nation will have dominion over the Jewish people. Rabbi Levi Amar Mehasta. Rabbi Levi says the Pesach was from here, or this was his Pesach, if you don't like conquer or chase out the if you don't conquer the inhabitants of the land, meaning that if you look at Rashi in the bottom line, the right hand column, in Lo Torishu Gomer, in other words, they were commanded to destroy Amalek, and Shaul had Rachmanis on Amalek, and he didn't kill Agag. And even though Shmuel later on kills Agag, but in between, Agag fathered a child who is the forebear of Haman. So that's so he would have Tichta b'motu rishu yishvei haaretz. If you don't, how does he? What does he? You don't possess land. What does he say? If you don't what? Where is it? You don't drive out. You don't drive out the
inhabitants.
Yeah. So Rabbi Chiya back then, that is a different pasuk. What I thought I was going to do, in other words, you're not following the Torah, what I thought I was going to do to those nations in Eretz Israel, I'm going to do to you. So Rashi says the top line on the left-hand column is Selachem af elu kumat kalu. The Jewish people were nearly exterminated because they weren't following things right. No. In other words, this pasuk Bayakasha Dimiti Lasolahem Eselachem. Yeah, that pasuk's in Chumash. In other words, it says that you have to chase the people out kill off the people in Eretz Israel, because otherwise, if you don't, then it's going to be bad for you, and what I wanted to do to them, I'm going to do to you. So we're saying that nearly got fulfilled in the time of Mordecai Esther. Say again what? Clearly. Well, the way he darshans the Pasuk, it doesn't. The Pasuk is not in chronological order, but that's the way he's darshaning the Pasuk. Okay, now here you see the small bays again from the Gra. So here's where the Gra puts the words above by Hebe Me Achashverosh. In other words, now the way the Gra understands the Gemara is beginning its commentary on the Megillah. The Megillah opens with the words by Hebe Me Achashverosh. So then Achashverosh Amarav Achiv Shorosh. In other words, Rav is darshing out the word Achashverosh, meaning it means Achiv Shorosh, the brother of the head. We'll see, it means of the Nebuchadnezzar. Not that he's the biological brother, but he's like behaves like the Nebuchadnezzar. Uven Gilo, he's got like the same disposition, Shorosh. He says, Achiv Shorosh, Achiv Shor Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, Shnekra Rosh. Nebuchadnezzar says, Kod Rosh, Nemar, Antu Resha Didahava. So again, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, and he sees like this idol, and the head is gold, and Daniel explains it to him, Antu Resha Didahava, you're the head of gold. So we see that Nebuchadnezzar is called a Rosh, the Rosh Dava. Then Gilo Shorosh, he was like the same disposition as the Rosh. Hu Harag, Nebuchadnezzar killed. Hu Bikesh Harog, Achashverosh wanted to kill everybody. Hu Hechriv, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed for the base of Mekdash. Hu Bikesh Hechriv, and Achashverosh attempted to destroy. Shinemar, well, Hu Achashverosh, but Tzkila Makuko, is a Pasuk in Ezra. In the Machshir, the beginning of his reign, there was like this bad report that came back concerning the Jews in Eretz Israel, and Achshir was trying to delay the building of the Beis Mikdash. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel has his own drash for the name Achshirosh, that the faces of the Jews became blackened like the bottom of a pot. The word, so he takes it, Achashverosh, the way the Marsha explains it, has the letters Shachor and Esh. In other words, if you take the letter name Achashverosh, take the first letter and last letter, you have Esh. And then you have, Achashverosh, you rearrange the letters, you have Shachor. So Shachor Esh, blackened by fire. The Yotan Amar, Kosh Zokrom, whoever is reminded of Achashvero Shamar Ach L'Roshi, like woe to my head. So Achashvero is like woe to my head. Rebbe Chanina Amar Shakul Nasin Rashin B'Yamav. Rebbe Chanina says that everybody became poor in his reign. Now, how does he start the word? He says, because it has Ach and Rash. The Marsha says it has Ach means woe and Rash is poor because everybody became poor. Shinemar by Asamelech Achashrosh Mas. That Achashverosh placed a tax on the nation. So that's that piece. So let me pause for a second. Who's your questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody happy in the Zoom world? Okay. All right, I'm going on. Okay, so we're around 15 lines from the bottom on Yudalf and Manal. Okay, so again, the Gemara, this is an atypical Gemara. It's like a medrash here, like this. I had a professor in the rebel school, he said like that. It's like taking pasuk, darshening up each pasuk. Hu Achashverosh, this is by Hibim Achashverosh. Hu Achashverosh. Hu Brusho Mitzvotov Yasefo. It says, Hu Achashverosh, it means he had consistency from beginning to end, meaning he was a Rasha from the beginning. Hu Brusho Mitzvotov Yasefo. And then similarly, there's another pasuk, Hu Esav, Hu Brusho Mitzvotov Yasefo. That Esav was a Rasha from beginning to end. Hu Datan Va'aviram. It says, Hu Datan Va'aviram Kriya Heida. They were Rishon from beginning to end. Hu HaMelech Achaz, the first Melech Achaz, Hu Rishon Mitzvotov Yasofo, he was a big Rasha. It says, Avram Hu Avraham, this is a Pasuk in Rei Yamin, it says, Avram Hu Avraham, Hu Mitzvotov Mitzvotov Yasofo. So there, he's consistent, but he's a Tzadik. Hu Aharon Moshe, Hei Mitzvotov Mitzvotov Yasofo. He says that, they were righteous from beginning to end. The David Hu HaKatan, he says, Hu B'Katnuto Mitzvotov Yatsofo, meaning David, it means Pshuto Shemekra, he was the youngest of the brothers. But the word darshens out that he was B'Katnuto, he was humble from beginning to end. Hishem Shem B'Katnuto, Dina Tzmo El Misha, the old man of the Torah. Just like initially, when he wasn't so great in learning, he humbled himself before people who were had more learning than him. So too, when he became a melech, he was mocked himself by somebody who was greater than Chachma than him. And he learned only two things from Achitofel, and he called him Alufom Yudao, Rebbe Alufim Yudai, the Mishnah Pirkei Avot says. I mentioned that in the art scroll. Okay, now Amarav, now we're going back to Hu Achashverosh. And then it says Hamoleich Mehoru Biakush. So Hamoleich. So doesn't like we would expect him to say, you know, Melech. You know, in other words, Asher Malach. Hu Achashverosh Asher Malach. What's Moleich in the present tense? Hamoleich Amarav Shemalach Me'atzmo. That he on his own, meaning he wasn't from descended from a king. He became a king, like new king. Amri lo shevach, Amri lo gai. Some say it positively, some say negatively. Amri lo shevach, lo have inish the chashiv gemalach kavatei. There was nobody as qualified as him, and they picked him. So it means that would be like the positive thing. Well, they picked him. I mean, his father wasn't a king. But Amri lo gai. Some say it negatively, lo have chashiv gemalachuta. He wasn't in any way worthy to be a king. Memori teiruhu diay v'kam. He just gave a lot of money, and they picked him that way. Again, Hamoleich Mehodu Biyat Kush.
Sounds like our politics.
Well, Mehodu Biyat Kush, Rabbi Shmuel, Karamar Hodu B'Sofa Olam, Kush B'Sofa Olam. So one says that Hodu was one end of the world. You could say India and Ethiopia. So the ends of the known world at that time. So Hodu B'Sofa Olam, Kush B'Sofa Olam. Karamar Hodu B'Kush B'Gabi Hadari Ha'am. One says they were near one another. In India, there's a place like the Hindu Kush. So it could be they're both, you know, near one another. So Kush might not be Ethiopia. In other words, Hodu could be India, and then you have the Hindu Kush. So there's two places over there. It says, Shem Shemalach al Hodu B'Kush, meaning just like he ruled over those two provinces in Hodu B'Kush, Tachmalach B'Sofo L'Vi'Sofo. So too he ruled over the whole world. Kiyotzi B'Dabar Atel there, you could find a similar, you know, machloki between Rabbi Shmuel by Shlomo Melech. It says, Kihuo Demichol Abraham Nahar, Mitipsach Mirazah, that King Shlomo ruled every side of the river, from Tifsach to Aza. Rabbi Shmuel, Chanamar, Tifsach was Sofa Olam. One says Tifsach was on one extreme. I think it's like one side of the Euphrates River. The Aza was Sofa Olam. Aza, we know, is where Gaza is today. But Chanamar, Tifsach, Aza, Bahadidam, Yabkami. One says, no, Tifsach and Aza were next to each other. It doesn't mean the Aza isn't in the Gaza Strip, but there's an Aza over there near Tifsach. Shim Shmalach, Bah Tifsach, Yel Aza. Just like Shlomo ruled over those two cities, Tifsach and Aza, Kachmalach HaKulam Kulo, and so he ruled over the whole world. Okay, let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. Okay, Shevim Yisrim Liyam Medina, he ruled over 127 provinces. Amar Chista B'tchilam Malach HaSheva. So Chista says, in other words, it's saying he's Molech Mahudu B'Yakush. So I know where he rules over. So what is the, you know, what's it adding on in the Megillah when it says 127 provinces? So Amar Chista B'tchilam Malach HaSheva. Initially, he ruled over 7 provinces. It was Sof Malach al Esrim. Then he ruled over another 20. It was Sof Malach al Meir. Then he ruled over another 100. I assume it's that way. Yeah, an additional 20, an additional 100, because in the end, he's got 127. Okay, he says, so the Gemara says, so we have another 137 in the Torah. It's next week's Parsha of Shavua. Is that Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, lived for 137 years. And here was 127. Here's 137. My Darsha, what are you going to Darsha on the 137? So Shani Hacha, in other words, if Mea Sheva Vyasru Mea Medina means first 7, then 20, then 100, what are you going to do with 137 years? So Shani Hacha Prayitei Rehu. The Torah says different by the Megillah, because the phrase is totally superfluous. So once he tells me he's rolling the Hodubah Kush, so Turi Evan points out it only refers to if you take the Tzad that they're on either end of the world. So I know they're rolling on the other side, doesn't work out so well. He says, so why don't you show me Shrimi Amidina? Show me the Drasha. That's a Drasha, otherwise not a Drasha. Okay, who's the question? What's up? Right. Okay. I don't know what to say. But the only thing is, it's not necessarily true because you could have like a trade link to Ethiopia and have like rulership that way. Yeah, I'm saying it doesn't have to be, you know, contiguous. You know what I mean?
What was the question?
Okay, Rafi was asking if you're ruling over Ethiopia, would he have to rule? He would have to rule over Egypt. He was saying so. He doesn't think that Ahasuerus was ruling over. He's the Babylonian Empire. Yeah, I have to. I need to look at the history books. How far the Babylonian Empire extended? I need to look at that. With the over there, those two. But either, okay, all right. But any other? What? Then they are next to each other. Right. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, let's keep moving. All right. Now, okay, we're 5 lines from the bottom on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Everybody has to remember these Gemaras when we get to Yevamot. All right, let's take a look. So now, Tamar Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, so Shama Huba Kipa, the three people who ruled over the whole world. Kipa means like under the heavens. He says, the Elohim, Achav, now here he changes on the side, Nebuchadnezzar Achashverosh. In other words, he wants to do it in chronological order. Achav and Nebuchadnezzar Achashverosh. Achav, Yechtiv, Chaya Shem Lokecha, Mishkoim Amlokash Loshlacha, the Nisham Lubak Keshcha, and then on the side he adds, this is talking about Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu decrees there shouldn't be rain, and then there was no rain, and Achav is, you know, looking all over for Eliyahu, and then Obadiah, who works for Achav but is a righteous person, he bumps into Eliyahu Anavi, and Obadiah says to him, you know, my master's been looking for you high and low. He says, and if you go to every, he went to every nation and he gave a shrua to every nation that they hadn't seen you. So he says, if he didn't rule over them, how could he administer shrua to them? Now, with these Gemaras, it could be either, I don't know, I've seen Rabbi Werblowski, he studies, he teaches at YU. He was saying, like, it could be like the nations were like, you know, Nifna to Ahav, you know, or the other way, I saw Rabbi Reichman, he was saying like a lot of the Agadita is like, you know, you can't be understood literally. But anyway, let's take a look. Okay, again, so Eliyahu decrees it can't be rain. Then Eliyahu shows up to Obadiah and he says, tell your master, you know, I'm here, whatever, whatever. And Obadiah says, how am I going to tell him you're here? He's been looking all over the place for you. Ahab, right. So he says that he sent to every nation, have they seen you, like an all-points bulletin? And they said, no. And then he gave a shvua to each nation to confirm that, so if he said, how do we get them? He's ruled over them. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the nation, in other words, the Navi is saying that every nation will be subordinate to Nebuchadnezzar. That's Yirmiyah. He says, Achashverosh, who, Amran, should be missing a letter there. That's what we say with Achashverosh, that is Melech Rehobi Akush. So now, on the top line, on Alpha Days, Simon Shastach, so Rashi says the top Rashi, the Simon are Shlomo, Shin Shlomo, Samach is Sancherev, Dal is Dar Yavesh, and Chaf is Koresh. So the Gemara says between Lakkad, there's no other kings that ruled over the whole world, but Ikash Shlomo, Shlomo Malach ruled over the world. So the Gemara says, Lo Salik Malchute, his kingdom, his monarchy wasn't completed. So the Gemara says, Aniklam Adamar Melech Vehediot. So the Gemara learns in Gittin that, like, the Shade, like Ashmodai, the king of the Shadim, deposed Shlomo Melech and disguise himself as Shlomo HaMelech and depose Shlomo HaMelech. So the Gemara says, Aniklam Adamar Melech Vehediot. According to the opinion, the first Shlomo was a Melech. Then he was a Hediot. He was bumped down to being like a civilian. But according to the opinion that he was deposed, then he was restored. So my eklamer. Now, according to the opinion of Melech Mehediot, he could be restored, but he might not have been restored exactly the way he was before. So what are you going to say? So the Gemara says Shlomo Mel until Achriti Habave. Shlomo was in a different category altogether. Shemalach Al Yonim Vilatatonim. He ruled over the Al Yonim. It means he had rulership over the Shadim. He says Shenemar. But Yeshiv Shlomo Kisei Hashem. But Shlomo sat on the throne of Hashem, which Chazal teach us means that the throne of Hashem means he had rulership over the Shadim. He says, if you look at Rashi, Al Yonim means the Shadim. Bahahaba Sancherev, what about Sancherev? The theme called Elohei Aratzora Eilah Sheitzil Ratzam Yadi. Sancherev tends a message to Chizkiah, surrender. He says, who has been able to withstand my power? He says, so the Gemara says, Ha'ikri Yerushalayim, though Kavsha, but he wasn't able to conquer Yerushalayim, so that's why he's not. But Ha'ikri Dar Yavesh, what about Dar Yavesh? The thief Dar Yavesh, Ma'ak HaKtab L'Fol M'mayi U'mayi V'lishnaya, Yidarin B'Fol Arash L'Amachon Yiskei, that Dar Yavesh sent a message to all the nations, and this was after Daniel had, I think, interpreted one of his dreams. One second. Let me take a look. Yeah. It is after Daniel was saved from the lion's den. So Daryavin sends like a very laudatory letter to everyone that they should worship the true God. So he says to every nation. This is Ha'ika Shevet Lomal Chalayu, but there's seven provinces he didn't rule over. It seems Shvar Kadam Dar Yabesh, Vikim Al Kutel Akhtar Panaya, may have asked him. He set up 120 satraps, but there are 127 provinces, so he's missing seven. Vika Koresh, what about Koresh? It seems Kormar Koresh Mel Paras, Kormar Kharas Tamli Hashem. Thus says Koresh, the king of Paras, that all the kings of the earth God has given me. He's just like, lording himself, not that was really necessarily true. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything with this so far? What's up, Rappy? And I'm going to say the question again. Oh, excellent question. Rafi asked, how come it doesn't mention Alexander the Great? Okay, so turn to Tosfos and Amud Aleph on the lower left-hand corner. See the small Tosfos? You're coming to the question of Tosfos, Rafi.
Social Machu Kolom Kulo, Bal Khashim Alexandra Motone, Kimdo Iri Hachel with Tamakul in the head Lahedya.
He's only talking about the ones that are mentioned in Tanakh. Okay. All right. So with that we did. Okay, I'm gonna move on unless there are any more questions. Okay, we're moving on. Okay, so now we're around 15 lines down on Yud Aleph Beis, 11b around, or 20 lines down, all right? Okay, now we're continuing on with the Megillah. By Amimahim Shevet HaMelech. In those days, Shevet HaMelech, when the king sat on his throne. So Shevet HaMelech sounds like when he just assumed monarchy, but then it says on the third year of his monarchy. So why does it say Shevet HaMelech? So I'm a rabbi, Mike Shevet, Lafarshit Gashvad's out there. What does Shevet mean? It means after he relaxed. That's not that he just assumed Melech. It means Gashvad Dato. He says, Amar, Achashverer said, Belshazzar, Hashavatah. Belshazzar was the king of Babel. So Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the base of Mekdash. And then they had, there was a king, Evil Merodach, and then Belshazzar. So he says, so Achashverosh is the king of the Persians, right? So he's from a different kingdom. So he says, Amar, Belshazzar Hashabata'ah. Belshazzar made a calculation and he made a mistake. I'm going to make the calculation, I'm not going to make the mistake. Now, the Gemara is going to explain that they knew about this Nevuah. The Nevuah says, Hashem says, after 70 years of Babel, I'm going to remember you and redeem you. In other words, you're going to God's Babel after 70 years come out. So Belshazzar made a calculation of 70 years, which the Gemara is going to go through. And then he makes a Bardi and he's using the Kalim from the base of Mekdash. And then he gets killed. Achashverosh says, I'm making my own calculation. He makes a different calculation. But it wasn't correct calculation. And the Gemara is going to go with the correct calculation. Okay? So the Gemara says, Mahi, so what's the calculation? It says in Sefer Yirmiyah, after 70 years under Babel, I'm going to remember you. Now, this second pasuk, so some say it doesn't belong here. 70 years after the destruction of Yerushalayim. So, Chashuv, Arba'im V'chamesh Nebuchadnezzar. So, this was the calculation of Belshazzar made. 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. In other words, he's calculating the Babylonian rule from the Babylonian rule. So he says 45 years under Nebuchadnezzar, and 23 years of Evil Merodach, which is his successor, and that comes up to 68. It's part of the day. And 2 years under the belt with Achashverosh, Hashivim, not actually Belshazzar. And 2 years of Belshazzar, Hashivim. So Apik Mani to be Makdisha. So when he got to what he thought is the 70 years, it's like he's making like a whole party. Took out the kelim from the base of Mikdash, he's Tamish Behu, and he used them. And then, you know, there's like the feast of Belshazzar. He's at the feast, and then at the feast, he sees like this vision of a hand that writes on the wall, like you have an expression in English, the handwriting on the wall, and it writes, Tekal, Mene Tekalu Farsim. Like I've calculated out your Aveirot and weighed it, and Farsim, like your kingdom's going to be divided. Or give it over to Persia. Give it over to Persia. So he says here. He says, so now the Gemara dissects his calculation. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years? This is the Amarmar, because you have the statement. Galu v'sheva, galu v'shmona. They went to Galus in 7, they went to Galus in 8. Galu v'shmona is right, galu v'tesha is right. They went to Galus in the 18th year, they went to the 19th year. Let me say this outside, then we'll do it inside. So he's saying that when Nebuchadnezzar became a king, so the king in Eretz Israel and Yehuda was Yehoyakim, who was a Rasha, Yehoyakim. So Nebuchadnezzar conquers Yehoyakim, he brings him to Babel, and then he reinstates him as king in, you know, a loyal vassal in Eretz Israel. And then for 3 years, Yehoyakim is loyal vassal. And then for 3 years, he rebels against them. I guess he's not giving taxes, whatever. Then Nebuchadnezzar comes, and the first time he conquers Jehoiakim is one point in time. So that's when he conquers Jehoiakim. We'll say like year one, whatever. Then, in the seventh year, he conquers Jehoiakim, and he puts Jehoiakim's son in his place. And the son's name is Jehoiachin or Yechaniah. And Yechaniah was only 18 years old when he became king, when he only was a king for like 3 months. And then Nebuchadnezzar's counselor said to him, there's an expression of the dog is a bad dog. The offspring from the bad dog, you know, is also not going to be a good cub. So we got to get rid of this fellow as well. So then Nebuchadnezzar comes and he conquers Jehoiachin. He brings Jehoiachin and 10,000 people into Galus, takes pieces of the Beis HaMikdash with him, and he leaves Sidkiyahu, who's the uncle, in charge of Eretz Israel. Okay? Then 11 years later, he comes in, he finishes the job, and he defeats Sidkiyahu, destroys the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the end of it. So now, the Bryce is setting up a timeline, and it's really referring, so let's see back in the Gemara again. So it says... near the asterisk. The Amamar, Galu B'Sheva, Galu B'Shmona, they were put into exile in the seventh year. In the eighth year, that's the same incident, which the Gemara is going to explain. It means that the seventh year of Jehoiakim, which was the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar, was the Galus of Yechaniah. In other words, Yechaniah is like with Asher Galam Yishlein, Galash Shavata, in Yechaniah Melch Yehuda, that Galus. And then they went into exile in the 18th and 19th year. That's the same incident. It means that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And that's in the 19th year in Nebuchadnezzar's reign. And the 18th year since Jehoiakim was conquered. He says, Galu B'Sheva, the Kibush Jehoiakim. It means from when Jehoiakim was first conquered. He says, so Galu B'Sheva, the Kibush Jehoiakim, Galut Jehoiakim, which was the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. That's the same event. Galu B'Shmona Esrei, they went to exile in the 18th year, with Kibush Jehoiakim. In other words, do you measure the timeline from when Jehoiakim was first conquered or when Nebuchadnezzar became king? Galu Tzidkiyahu, Sheet Shai Esrei Nebuchadnezzar. The Amar March, you have the statement, Shana Rishona Kibesh Nineveh. The first year, Nebuchadnezzar, the first year of his reign, he conquered Nineveh. Nineveh was Ashur. So Nebuchadnezzar is defeating the Assyrian Empire, and he's starting the Babylonian Empire. So Shana Rishona Kibesh Nineveh, he conquered Nineveh. Shnia Kibesh Yehoiakim, the second year, he conquered Jehoiakim. Uchtiv, Vayhi B'Shloshim Sheva Shana L'Galut Jehoiakim. 37 years after Jehoiakim was sent into exile, Malach Melech Yudah, B'Shnei Masar Chodesh, B'Shnei Mekham Yishalach Chodesh, Nesta Avil Merodach Melech Babel, B'Shnat Malchuto, Avil Merodach became the king, at Rosh Jehoiakim, Melech Yudah, and he released Jehoiakim from jail. Jehoiakim was a young man, he was 18, and then he brought him to Babel, and he put him in jail. He says, V'yotzeh Tomi Beit HaKlu, and they took him out of jail. So the Gemara says, Tamani Utlatin Besheva, so 37 years, I'm sorry, Tamani, 8. In other words, it was the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he conquered Jehoiachin. And then 37 years later, Avil Merodach took over. So 8 years and 37 years is 45 years. That's how long Nebuchadnezzar's reign was. So Tamani, Utlaka, Sheba, 8 and 37, Arba, Mechamesh, Nebuchadnezzar. So we're trying to establish a timeline. So how Belshazzar calculated 70 years. So 45 years was Nebuchadnezzar, because he's figuring that 70 years from the time of the Babylonian Empire, then Hashem is going to redeem him. That's the Nebuah. But Esther Mutfat, Abil Merodach, 23 years of Nebuchadnezzar's successor, Avil Merodach, that's Gemara. That's a tradition that they had. We don't prove it from the Pesukim. Bitar Tedidei. Then 2 years of Belshazzar's reign. Hashivin, that's 70. So Amar, so Belshazzar said, Hashtabada Shulomi Parke. They haven't gone anywhere now. They're not going anywhere. This is Apuke Mani Debe Makdisha. So he took out the Kalim from the base of Mikdash. Vishtamish Bahu, and then he used them. The height of the Ka'amar like Daniel, and that's what Daniel says to Belshazzar, the Almare Shemaya Itromamta, on the heavens you've exalted yourself, Umanaya di Baita Haitib Kadamach, and you brought the Kalim before you. Uchtiv, and it says, Bei Belalia Ktil Belshazzar Makla Kastoi. That very night, Belshazzar was slain. So Uchtiv, Bidaryavish, Mada, Kabel Malchuta, that Daryavish, the Mede, became the king, Kibar Shinin Shitin Vitarkin, when he was 63 years old. All right, so let's go slowly with this. So we said that Belshazzar made a calculation of 70 years. That's what the Navi said. So he, Belshazzar, interpreted it that 70 years after the Babylonian rule begins, that Hashem is saying, I'm going to redeem the Jewish people. So we calculated 70 years, 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar, 23 years of Evil Merodach, who was his successor. And the Belshazzar was on the throne for 2 years, so it adds up to 70 years. So Mela, then he made a party, but he had jumped the gun. Yeah, in the third year of his reign, he made the party, because he figured that's it, they're not going out, they're not coming out anymore. All right, now let's take a look further in the Gemara. So he says, so the Gemara says, so now we're 2 lines above where it gets medium wide. So Achashverosh said, Amar, you mitatoy. He said, yeah, Belshazzar made a mistake. I'm going to make a different calculation. He made a mistake, and he paid, and he ended up getting killed with the Caleb in the base of Mikdash. But I'm going to make a calculation. I'm not going to make a mistake. So Mikhtiv l'malchut Babel. It doesn't say in the Nevuah the Malut. It says l'malot l'malchut Babel. When Babel has got the kingdom, the Babel Mikhtiv. My l'Babel l'galut Babel. It means for the exile of Babel. So now we saw already there's more than one exile. So he, Achashverosh, is making a calculation, the 70 years that begin from the Galut, from the exile of Jehoiachin, which was in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. He says, Kama Betziron Tumani. So how many years am I short? 8 years. Chashibayel Kulubayhu. So now he calculated those 8 years. Chadad Belshazzar. Another year of Belshazzar's reign, because he made the party in his third year. The Chamesh Daryavish for Koresh, 5 years of Daryavish, Darius, and Koresh Cyrus. The Tarti today in 2 years of his own reign, Achashverosh, Hashivin, that's 70, he figures. Came in the Chazi, Damalu Shivin, when Achashverosh figured now it's 70 years. Below Ifrak, and the Jews haven't been redeemed, Amahash Dabadai Kulin Parki. Now they're not going to be redeemed. Apikmani de Makisha, so they took out the kingdom from the base of Mikdash, the Shtamish Buhu, and he used them Akashverosh, Basatan Rikade Benayam, the Satan got involved, Baharagat Vashti, and then Vashti got killed. So that was his cheshbon. So now the Gemara says, 3 lines from the bottom, Mashapir Chashiv. So he did make a good calculation. How come we weren't redeemed then? In other words, the Nevuah is 70 years. And Achashverosh made a calculation, we weren't redeemed. How come we weren't redeemed then? So the Gemara says, Iunami mitatai. Achashverosh also made a mistake. He should have calculated it not from the Galut of Jehoiachin, but from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Galut of Jehoiachin was in the 8th year of the Nebuchadnezzar. So Achashverosh took into account the first 8 years the Belshazzar didn't calculate. So then Achashverosh took those 8 years. But then the destruction of Yerushalayim takes place 11 years later. So we got another 11 years to go. So come a bit Siran. So how many years are we short? So on the side of the correct Sechatzrei, we're short 11 years. Iu Kamamala, how long did Achashverosh rule? Arbesar, 14 years. So Barbesar today, Ibailei Limnei Beit HaMikdash. So in the 14th year of his reign, the Beit HaMikdash, so in other words, he makes the party Achashverosh does in the third year of his reign. But he's 11 years short, according to our calculation. So in the 14th year of his reign, of Achashverosh, so they should have had redemption. They should have built the Beis HaMikdash. And here is where someone says that the pasuk that we quoted earlier should be done. The Malot, the Parvot, Yushalayim should be done in Daniel. Because Alamakiv, so why does it say, bottom line, that the work in the Beis HaMikdash was halted under Achashverosh if the 70 years had been completed? Amar Rava, so Rava explains, within that calculation, some of those years were short. In other words, in the second medium wide line, so Achashverosh calculated 5 years for Darius and Cyrus, but it really wasn't complete years. It was really 4 years there, so a year short. And then there's also with, there's another one that was short as well. One second. Yeah. Nebuchadnezzar and Abiel Merodach had a total of 67 years, but not 68. We thought it was 68 years, 67 years. He says, so top line, Tani Rabbi Hachi, we learn, so in other words, that even in the 14th year of his reign, he's still 2 years short, two years short. So Tani Rabbi Hachi, the learner Bryce that supports this, says, Va'ochna Cheret Babel, Vama Daryavish Lishlima, that in other words, the 70 years were short, and then Daryavish, who was the Mead, he came and he completed it. Amarava after Neil to Abahai Chesh Kushana. Rabbi says, even Daniel got confused with the Cheshbon. The Chesh Shnarachalamalcho, Anitil, Binoti Besfarim. I like contemplated the Sfarim, he's come from Binoti Bechlau the Ta. And he also made a Cheshbon. All right. So I think that's probably it. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Now, this Shabbos, I think we're at 3:05. Let me end the recording. And then, I'm sorry.